Recording back in open session.
All right, we're recording it back in open session.
And Kay.
Can't be on time, get a minute. If you didn't on time, get a minute.
Kay's declined here to just take to join the meeting.
She's declined?
She declined.
She had enough from this end? You can sneak her in over here, she doesn't have to walk through this metal detector.
She said, "No, thank you."
I guess she doesn't miss me that much. All right, so we are on. Section 11, or number 11, Executive Director Reports, September 2022 Board Meeting Date.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You may remember the board already voted on 2022 Board Meeting Dates. However, when we were at the AAUSB Conference, we learned when the AAUSB Conference next year is, which would conflict with the meeting we already have scheduled. So I'm going to propose that we just move the September 2022 Board Meeting down further a week to Wednesday, the 28th, which would be the last week of the month. The downside of that is if you move anything to informal in September, we couldn't hear it until November, because there wouldn't be time to get the notice.
And if we did it a week early, we wouldn't be able to hear it in previous months, right?
Possibly, and then I think that's what I figured out.
Yeah, so either way.
It'll be like 1 to 14. Yeah, then that would just be hard on me, because the next, that night, I would leave to go to the conference. And usually, I'm slammed after work. So there's no great thing way around it.
Show Victoria some love and move the date.
I make a motion to move the date to what day? September 24th?
28th.
28th.
September 28th.
Second that.
Motion on the floor, any second, to move the September 2022 Board Meeting to September 28th. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes, that date is changed. Board meeting at Midwestern University, that's a very short update, it ain't gonna happen.
It was already mentioned, so we don't need to talk about it.
Conflict of interest, acknowledgement, and process.
So this is not a voting item today, this is just kind of kicking off this idea. You may remember that when you all joined the board, you did fill out a conflict of interest form, as well as when you recuse yourself, you fill out the form as well. So just, you know, in talking with others, it seems like a good business practice would be to just renew this annually, just get on the practice of annually asking everyone to just complete this form. So that's all this is about, is just trying to get in line with best practices. And then it's, part of that was just creating a policy that we didn't have that explained what it's for and why you would do that. So I don't know if anybody had any feedback about that today. The intention is to bring it back at a later time for to adopt the policy.
So this is more just kind of filling out and answering questions to see if we have a conflict of interest. This is not specifically, I know that I want to be recused, but this is.
Correct.
This is more of my job.
It's like I own PetSmart and, or, you know, whatever, or something like that. That could change in a year.
Yeah.
Just kind of putting a process in place so that we catch it.
So is there a timeframe we want to have this?
Not really, no.
Because it won't, unless you give me a deadline.
What are we in October? So maybe, no, if anybody wants to think about it, you have ideas.
Before Christmas?
Wait till December to put it on the December agenda. And then as well, Mark could perhaps provide some input by then as well. Thanks very much. So that's all I have about that, thank you.
Okay, next up is our review and approval of minutes, September 15, 2021, regular session.
So make a motion to accept the September 15, 2021, regular session minutes.
Second.
Motion for a second, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes, September 15, 2021, executive session.
I make a motion to accept the September 15, 2021, executive session minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Now we have the consent agenda. Board may review, discuss, take action on listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member.
So I make a motion to approve the consent agenda while removing A7, A8, A10, A18, and B1.
Second.
A motion on the floor to approve the consent agenda with those items removed. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A7, A8, and A10.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to approve pending inspection and compliance. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes.
Make a motion to approve pending compliance for A18.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to approve pending compliance. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. Get one more.
Because we already removed B1, do we have to do anything on that?
Right, we already opened the case. We have that on our.
Yeah, so that's a no action one. So we don't have to address it, I don't think, right now. It's just removed.
They still have to remove it, yeah, because it's on two places on the agenda right now. So that's why they're taking it off.
No, they have to approve it, yeah.
Oh, they have to, I'm sorry.
Correctly.
Yes, they have to.
So they have to vote to approve the license, so then we can't take action on it?
Okay, so we need to vote to approve B1? Is that all, just approve it for licensure?
Right, so they, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so it shouldn't have been removed in the beginning, then I get, well, anyway. Okay, so I vote to approve B1 for licensure.
Second.
A motion for a second to approve B1. Any discussion?
Or is that for licensure? That was the premise inspection information, though, right? That's not actually area.
Random premises inspection.
They still have to approve that, though, right, Victoria? That you're approving the premises.
Did they not do it on their previous agenda item?
We opened a case.
We opened a case, yeah.
Okay, then that's why, okay.
But now they're approving.
They should just approve the inspection.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll rescind my motion.
Is there a license?
Yeah, so I rescind my motion. I make a motion to approve the premise inspection for, well, we don't want to approve it, though, because we have violations.
Right.
Shouldn't we just no action this?
Well, the inspection.
Because the inspection.
Inspection is the inspection.
But the inspection resulted in an open case, so we don't want to do anything on the consent agenda at this point.
Right, because we've opened the case.
It's just removed and no action until we pursue the case, right?
Yeah, but you're never, ever going to come back to approve this when the case is done.
But we're not approving the inspection because we opened a case against the inspection results. So we're not approving that inspection. I mean.
You opened a case against the premise, not the inspection. The inspection's done, and we're acknowledging it is done. And because it was done and properly done, we got a case open. Because we found things violations.
So what are we approving? Just that they there and did it?
That Dawn did her job and it's done. She did a damn good job.
So how do we present that, Mr. Harris? Because I don't understand what I'm approving.
Well, it's my understanding we're approving the item on the agenda is to approve the premise application.
No, it already has a license. That's the problem. It's just the inspection, and we found issues with the inspection, so we opened the case.
Yes.
So it shouldn't be on the consent agenda at this point, because we removed it completely. So basically, it's removal of no action, right?
Right. That's one.
They've already taken action as far as that they've opened investigation regarding the premises inspection results.
So now it's just removed from this consent agenda?
So you want a motion for them just to approve the inspection findings?
Typically, that's what we would do. It's actually under B, approval of random premises. If it's a random, then it's already licensed.
Okay.
So, but I'm just wondering, if we approve the inspection, does that mean that we just said the violations are okay?
No, because we're approving the inspection that indicates that there were violations.
Okay, so I'll just make a motion to
approve the inspection. Thank you. I tried to say that. You didn't understand me.
Usually, we're approving the inspections when there's no issues. The fact that there's an issue here, I was just like, if we approve the inspection, does that mean that the case now?
No, you're just approving the results.
Just the report, basically?
The results.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the inspection report.
Second.
For B1.
Motion for a second. Please, let there be no further discussion.
I just want to make sure we weren't painting ourselves before.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We are on section eight, summary of current events. I'm a loss.
College basketball.
Your current issues?
College basketball starts soon.
Soon? Yeah. Football can end soon. For some schools. They're all going to be injured. Okay, anybody insert current events? You don't have to if you don't want to. All right. Call to the public. Everybody's favorite. We're going to introduce the new doctor to Johnny Johnson.
Oh.
You can't believe what you're about to have.
So just so we're...
We're still on record, our council says. Can we erase that record?
All right, we are on section nine, call to the public. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those with interest in the board are afforded a fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speakers will be advised when 30 minutes remain and asked to conclude comments. This is a time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, members of the board may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda, and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board can take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place the matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise either option at the conclusion of the 3 minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open meeting law does allow the individuals of the public body that are the subject of criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times, during the call to the public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask that person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to end the call to the public or take other appropriate action. And your 3 minutes are starting now, and I'll chime in when you got 30 seconds left.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Dr. Dan Johnson. And I wanted to mention to you, I have written a letter to the board in February, and the director of the board told me she has received it. Two things I emphasized in the letter. Number one, why the chairman of the board is an NLP law. Number two, the board should have the transparency, have a Zoom meeting, and that letter is not being answered. So I wanted the board to know that this is unfair, and please answer my questions direct. And now I am talking to the Arizona Legislative Ombudsman Office regarding my concern. So it is noted, and my question should be answered because I'm a member of the Arizona public. You know, we have 3.7 7.2 million people live in Arizona, and that cannot continue to be a mafia group. And it is very important, and please pay attention to what people are saying. So, and I thank you for your time. Have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We do not have anybody else with a call to the public. Next up is establishment of the future meeting date. The next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, November 17th.
I'm surprised why people come for a public meeting. Why? I'm surprised. You don't care.
Beginning 8:30 a.m. at 7:40 West Adams Street, Boardroom A, Phoenix, Arizona. One or more board members may appear at 10 o'clock telephonically. And with that, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you. We'll see you next month.